Good evening, listeners. My name is Tatenda G. Welcome to Hustle and Flow. Every Thursday, we link up 7:30 to 7:45. We hustle, we flow. We talk about the opportunities that are out there for entrepreneurs or people who appreciate, especially young people who appreciate a business. So what are we going to do for the next couple of minutes? Because it's a very short segment. It's not a short show. It's only 15 minutes. We try to plug you with the best ways to hustle and the best ways to flow. Today, we're going to be taking you to social media. I was on TikTok just looking at different things on TikTok. I bumped into different TikTok videos that were talking about business, talking about entrepreneurship, growing your business, and talking about how you can move after you've gotten that hustle to flow, right? So I'm going to be playing you some clips that I found online, clips that can be very, very useful. I'm glad that I will be able to get some of these people from TikTok to come and talk to me on Hustle and Flow. I did that with Nigel, the Mokoto guy. We had a really, really good conversation. It was a very insightful conversation about how our businesses are hustling and flowing in the CBD. So we will be inviting some of these. Most of them are marketers. Most of them are business owners. Some of them are people who are trying to get into business. So I'm just hoping that some of these clips that I'm going to play are going to help you to hustle and to flow. So don't you think about going anywhere. If you want to contribute to the show, you know what to do. You can send me a voice note, or you can send me a message on this WhatsApp number, which is 0772-168-045. Again, good evening. Welcome to Hustle and Flow.
Financial literacy is liberation.
Welcome back to the show. Like I said, when we started the show, we are going to be playing some clips that I'm hoping that I'm going to help you to hustle and to flow. We are going to talk about some business opportunities, some of the industries that you can tap into, particularly this October, as we head towards the end of the year. So you have a massive opportunity to look into these businesses, to consider them. I want you to listen to some of these clips that I'm going to play, like I said, when we started the show, and I hope they're going to help. Let's start with this one.
Zimbabweans hustle hard. Zimbabweans are known for hustling. I mean, no one can out-hustle us, so we are known for this. But what is the plan after the hustle? If your hustle can't outlive you, then why are you hustling? What is the purpose of your hustle when you have no structure, no vision, just sweating today and nothing tomorrow? We've heard the stories of people who pass on and they're millionaires next thing, their business just crumble. Because we don't have structures. Most people don't even have trust, a simple trust, with how accessible these things are now. No business succession plan, no will. What good is it to build something that is just there today and nowhere to be found tomorrow?
Exactly what I've been talking about. I feel like sometimes people don't really have a succession plan. We hear of businesses that start and businesses that fall. Literally, my business anotanga, but it's no zongo dakwa along the way. I don't know why. It's because there isn't any plan. Once you reach a certain growth ceiling, what are you gonna do after that? That is a question that I'm going to pose to you, the listeners, or to you, whoever it is that owns a business or you're trying to own a business. When you reach a certain ceiling, what are you going to do about it? That is the question that I'm going to ask you. As we continue with the show, it's Hustle and Flow every Thursday with Tatenda G. Let's talk about some of the industries, the opportunities that you can get to invest in. And I want you to listen to this lady. She's such a brilliant, brilliant lady. I managed to see her page and see what she's doing and to reach out to her. So we're going to have her on the show, and we will hopefully expand on some of the things that she was talking about in this clip. I want you to listen to this.
But today, I'm not going to give you specific businesses, but I'm going to give you industries that you can look into so that you can invest in. I want to give you a disclaimer and some advice. This is research that I did on my own. You should go do your own research. There are some things that I mention that are contradictory to what other people are doing. Don't take my word for gospel. Do your own research. Also, it doesn't mean that you can't invest in the other business, even the ones that I mentioned. But how are you going to do business? How are you going to do your marketing? Different variables. So you can still invest in those, but inini, From a marketing perspective, I see them as high-risk businesses to invest in, or these are the best industries to invest in Zimbabwe, from my own research. Now, I encourage people to go visit CZI, Confederation of Industries in Zimbabwe, and ZIDA, and do your research ikoko as well. Find out kuti my businesses are not recommended on the app in the GPG Nushalarku Taura or Evo, because those platforms, from what I've seen from my research, also I found out about these things through networking. If I hadn't gone to a networking event, I wouldn't have learned these things. So learn from other people as well, not just what I say. The first one is food and beverage. Now, to be honest, there's a lot of things that you can do with the food industry. We have a lot of food that we're importing that we could possibly make tega kunoko kwa Zimbabwe. For example, my dried fruits chaiwe chaiwe. You'll find kuti, we have a small market for my dried fruits, but my dried fruits, when packaged properly, good product, you'll find kuti tininge tine market wombi wombi. So that's just one. But look at food and beverage. Then ku beverage, kune doro. Edwe doro rino tengeswa. Nyangwe kuine wondo, doro rininge chitengeswa. Mu COVID, but atinesha down do rango tengeswa. Kwese, all the time, invest in alcohol. But food and beverage is the first industry that I encourage people to invest in, because it has so much potential. But what you need to do is look at the import and look at what's being imported the most. Try and match import and try and compete with those. Then you'll find kuti you can have a market share. Then we have textile and clothing. And zika na makambo enda ku downtown. Kwewe kwa motenga my uniforms kwe kwe. But ikoko unono wana vanu vano suona shema juzi, she wu, and it. Kune vanu vano suona hembi. Kune vanu vano suona my uniforms. Kune vanu vano suona shinu shaka wanda. I encourage people to invest in that. Why? It's because from what I saw, nema prices are, nema prices is jino importwa, jineka kuda kuyendira na so, depending ne target market yako, depending ne branding yako, ne marketing yako, uchaita say, but clothing and textile industry, we have a history of being successful in that industry. Try it out, see how it goes. Do not ignore the fact that we have Indians who bring in textiles in Zimbabwe. Maybe you could look into importing those same textiles. The other one is chemicals and pharmaceuticals. So if you've noticed, we have a lot of people who are trying to do DIYs, kukadzira ma toilet cleaner, kukadzira ma futa avo kumba. You find kuti there's a lot of people investing in manufacturing, especially kunema chemicals ukoko, nema pharmaceuticals ukoko. Pharmaceutical is booming because Mozambique, tine shortage yezvimwe zvinhu. Unonzwa vanhu vachiti mushonga wakatiri kushaikwa nekudi. Then the other thing is, I've spoken to some pharmacists and they were telling me, kuti, no, business re pharmaceutical, it's great. It's just about your marketing and your networking. So I think that's a good industry to invest in. Also considering, kuti, the world over, medicine is always profitable, but from a pharmaceutical perspective. Then we have the metal industry. Anditi. Ndika kudzai, I found this out through an event, yandikaienda, where someone was mentioning about how Mozambique is pikiri chaizvo tai importer, and we only have, I think, one company akanzi iri kugadzira zvipikiri Mozambique. Now imagine with all of the work that's being done, construction work, saka zvipikiri zviri kubva kupi? Because as much as demand yezvipikiri izvozvo hatisi kukwanisa kuimita locally, and then we have that one company that's manufacturing, but their prices akasiyana ne import. Do you not think kuti kune a shortage yevanhu vanogadzira ma metals? Isu tine ma minerals mu Zimbabwe. Why don't we tap into that instead of focusing on the mining side? Because I hear a lot of people crying about mining, kuti inodhura and unonyura mari and all of that. So instead of focusing on the mining side, why don't you focus on importing the machinery inogadzira zvinhu izvi? Totanga kugadzira ma finished products ema metals atinoshandisa in Zimbabwe. I mean,
so she did mention quite a lot. I'm gonna just break it down a little bit before we finish our show. The name of the show is Hustle and Flow, where we get to point you in the right direction to invest the money that you have if you want to be an entrepreneur. So she started off by mentioning food and beverages, also mentioning the fact that even during COVID, food was still being bought. Alcoholic beverages, just beverages in general, is still being sold. So that's an avenue that will always be profitable. So it's a high demand. I can't think of a scenario where you know, the demand your food is low. The demand will always be high. I should also mention the textile and clothing industry to look into. And then going back to the food and beverages industry, she mentioned Vanarku export about dried fruits. Look into fruit exportation. There's a lot of money that is coming out of exporting quality fruits to Europe, to America, to South America as well. And then she also mentioned the pharmaceutical industry, just partnering with the right people, with the right licenses, with the right institutions to invest in pharmaceuticals as well. And she mentioned construction. The demand is high because construction is booming. If there's an industry that is also as booming in the country at the moment, is the construction industry. Machinery, human resources, land, and of course, she mentioned just a few companies that are supplying Zipikiri. So the demand is high, the supply is low. And when there's that, yeah, you know good when demand is high and supply is low, my prices are not kanganiswa ipapo. So why don't we get to look into that? Why don't we get to look into kutokadzira zvipikiri zvacho, if not importing and then being part of the construction value chain? And she also mentioned the mining industry being very, very lucrative, and not the actual mining, but machinery. Looking into machinery, you look at you and a couple of friends of yours that you know actually love hustling and flowing. Look into buying an excavator. The prices of an excavator, $70-$75 an hour. And these are the machineries that I needed. A lot of miners need my excavator. They need my low bit. They need my kwenye to transport the machinery. Look into buying that. It's a high risk, but high risk, which is high returns. So as we round up Hustle and Flow today on Thursday, I want to let you know that we are back again next week, same time, same place, for Hustle and Flow. And because we try to bring you people that have insight and knowledge about the industry that they're either working in, industry that they've obviously researched in, we are gonna try to make sure we plug you with the right people. Again, my name is Tatenda G. I remember to always be on the lookout to hustle and flow.